Amy Kite, there are 14 people in the nation with your name.
That is amazing. And I can tell you there are three of us that live in the northern part of Chicagoland.
Really?
Yes. No joke.
Are they related to you?
No.
Oh, like Steve Bertrand then. Amy Kite, you've heard Amy Kite if you've consumed any media in the Chicago market. She is it when it comes to real estate. The Kite Real Estate team is well known. It's Keller Williams Realty Infinity. And, of course, the Bears home opener is on Sunday. Everyone tends to think that the move to Arlington Heights is going to happen. So what happens if you own a house in Arlington Heights? What's your best judgment, Amy? I mean, you've been in this market. You've been in real estate most of your adult life. Housing prices expected to go up, go down. How does that work?
Well, the one thing to remember about Arlington Heights is it is actually huge. It literally runs from 90 all the way up to Lake Cook Road. So it's a huge expanse. You know, I mean, if you're going to be close to the stadium, it may be an issue because of traffic. So it may be something that you're like, you know what, I'm going to get out now. You know, if you're farther away, you're probably not going to be affected as much. But definitely the traffic and those kinds of things are going to play into it. And then the rules when it comes to short-term rentals, because that'll be a great opportunity for some people who would consider doing an Airbnb.
Right. I mean, that'll be a key. I looked up what happened to SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, and really it's always different because you really can't compare the neighborhood they were building in to the neighborhood like Palatine and Rolling Meadows and Arlington Heights. It's always different. They saw a huge increase in home prices around that stadium. And in Texas, when I read about it, the prices skyrocketed and then came back down a little lower than what they were before the building of the stadium. So it's kind of a crapshoot to try and figure out what's going to happen, right?
Right. Yeah, it definitely is. And, you know, a lot of times people who've been used to that more quiet area, because even when it's been Arlington Park, it's not been crazy. And you have to figure when it comes to football, we know what it's like to get in and out of Soldier Field. It's going to be crazy. And so do you want to live in that or not? And so some people may choose to say, you know what, I'm going to leave before I have to deal with that. In Arlington Heights right now, I mean, I will tell you, since the beginning of 2020, their values, their average sales price has increased $100,000.
Oh, wow. We saw that across a lot of Chicagoland, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We've definitely seen property value increases, and their average sales price has increased $100,000 in the last 2 years.
Amy Kite,
so
the Kite Real Estate team.
Two and a half.
We're talking about Arlington Heights, and you're an investor. I mean, is that something that you think would be a good investment to buy maybe a house that's so-so and turn it into a rental in anticipation of the Bears' move to Arlington Heights?
I think that's – you will probably be able to pay your mortgage for the year with the home football games to do a short-term rental.
Heck, you'll be able to do that if you have a good parking lot that's nearby, too. You know, that works
that's
at Cubs games. And so,
that's
Amy, how is real estate these days? I mean, you know, we hear all the numbers. What's it like out there?
Yeah, so we are still, inventory is still hanging at about that 2 months. So there's about 2 months supply of inventory. It is still a seller's market. It is a great opportunity for a seller. The lower price ranges, of course, move faster than the higher price ranges. So, you know, anything up to about 300, 350 is going to move faster than those from 350 to 5 to 6 to 7 and then above. So it is still a great time. It is still a seller's market. There are still buyers out there. But we are seeing values and offers come in below list and generally negotiating some other terms. So buyers do have a little more leverage than what they had, but it's still a great time to sell a house, for sure.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people who are still in condos or townhouses because they sold at the right moment and then couldn't find a house to move back into, and they're paying rental storage and paying rent, and landlords are raising rents, and yeah, I see them looking for homes too.
Right, and rents have definitely increased. So it's been a great time for landlords also. So just, you know, when the housing values increase, sales prices increase, rents have too. So it's a great opportunity there. And that's why some people need to seriously consider buying instead of renting, because they actually will save money.
Interesting. I just had a producer send this to me. Amy Kite is with us, Kite Real Estate Team, and we're talking about home prices in Arlington Heights if the Bears do, in fact, make the move. And they were talking about the trends in Los Angeles, the Los Angeles stadium that was welcoming the Chargers and the Rams. They said the new, when the new stadium was announced and construction started back in October of 2015, the median home price was $373,000. In September of this year, the price is $535,000. Now, in that case, it might have upgraded the neighborhood, right?
Correct. And the other thing to bear in mind is that's California. They tend to move a lot faster and a lot higher than we do here. Midwest tends to, we don't tend to fall as far as prices go. We also don't tend to go as high. So we tend to, we're just kind of, we tend to be more moderate, I guess. And the coasts tend to swing. And they, California is known for huge price increases and then prices falling.
Somebody said, who would want their beautiful, quiet neighborhood ruined with Airbnbs? That is an ongoing argument in neighborhoods across the nation. Other people are saying, well, there's only 8 or 9 football games a year. Can it really have such an impact on quality of life? Well, it's not just football games. They're talking concerts. They're talking many events that will be taking taking place there. Another person said, I'm 3.3 miles from Bears, the Bears' future home in Elk Grove Village. Keeping and doing an Airbnb, Uber is cheap and there's no traffic. Somebody else said they're in Barrington and they're off the train stop and they think that their house would be a good Airbnb option as well. So it'll be something to see. I do you think they're moving?
I hope they're moving.
Yeah. I think a lot of people know they're moving. Thank you for joining us, Amy. We appreciate your input.
Thank you.
Amy Kite, that's amywillsellyourhome.com, but you probably already know that. Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN, and then we're going to talk about giving to charities and how you go about that and all the details on the new iPhone 14 Pro and everything else that company unveiled today. It's coming up on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Lisa Dent, WGN.